Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's where today's story comes from, by the way. Today, we'll discuss the four phases of reactions you'll get from friends and family when launching your small business venture. We'll have a conversation with a guy who dropped his suit and tie job in New York City to paddle the coast of Florida. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. We'll talk paddling in just a moment. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Thinking of launching your own entrepreneurial venture? There are four phases of reactions you can expect from friends and family along the way. Our conversation today is with Luis Rodriguez, owner of Down South Kite and Paddle in Clearwater Beach, Florida. He takes people on paid kayak and paddleboard tours of Gulf Coast waters, among other things. Luis, where did this idea come from, and how did you put it together?
Oh, I'm what you call one of those lucky idiots. Well, when I used to do consulting work, all of the people I worked with would always say, man, you're always kayaking, you're always talking about it, why don't you do something with that? And I was one of those naysayers. I was like, I don't think that's going to work out really well. However, I did have a friend, or I should say a friend of a friend, that decided on his own that he was going to start taking people paddleboarding or kayaking, and he asked me if I wanted to do it with him. And we would just do it here, you know, on and off, almost like we were, like, babysitting for extra money. Okay. But he kind of petered out and didn't want to do it anymore, so I just started ramping up and doing it more and more. And I found out that I really loved it.
Wow. What did you give up? What were you doing? Weren't you doing finance, did you tell me?
Well, no, I was an intermediary consultant, so I would work as an intermediary between companies. So, like, let's say Company A from overseas wanted to work with Company B, I would act as an intermediary and do all the introductions, filter through the emails. That's the nice way of putting it. Let's say if Company A had some curmudgeonly statement, I would actually intercept the email, rewrite it, clean it up, as opposed to saying, hey, you guys messed this up.
Yeah.
It would be, we seem to have an issue here. Can we please sit down and resolve this? So,
wow.
That's the kind of consulting I was doing.
And explain what it took, I guess, once you decided to make the move full time.
It was a step process. As I would do it more, I started doing the consulting less. But it did take a lot of sacrifice. But here's the thing, like, the more I was on the water, the happier I was. So
yeah.
it became a worthy sacrifice. Like, we downsized our house, we ended up selling some vehicles, we moved. So, but I would say, like, my mental health and I guess my wife's mental health as a result, we're doing much better now as a result. So, you know, working on the water it's kind of like one of those, like, child fantasies, but now I'm actually doing it.
Yeah.
But if you want to know, like, I guess how people reacted, that's actually the funnier part. Like, when I started doing it, especially turning my back on doing the consulting work, the funny part is the friends and family telling me I'm crazy, that'll never work, why would you do that, why would you give up all that stuff? You know, so that's like step one. Like, there's like four stages. Then they start with the second stage is always where they condescend you, and they're like, oh, so how's that that side kayak business doing? It's so adorable. It's very cute.
Right.
But it'll never work.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, It sounds good. You're doing once or twice a month. That's cute. Then we started getting, you know, really busy. And so, you know, of course, all my friends and family came out of the woodwork. Hey, I was always behind you. You know, you should come in as partners.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then, of course, now I finally have everybody saying, hey, you think you're hiring? Would you hire me?
Right.
So that's how I know I actually made it now, is that now everybody asks for a job.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's great. We're speaking with Luis Rodriguez. He's the owner of a company called Down South Kite and Paddle. He's based in Clearwater Beach, Florida, talking about how he got started and what he does. So how about overhead for you? What was it like when you started, and what's it like now?
Well, this is part of the lucky idiot phase. I used to kayak all the time and paddleboard, so I actually had, I guess you could say, a nest of, you know, a small nest of equipment, but it was enough. I had three kayaks and three paddleboards just because I had my personal board and my wife, and then we would have bought one just in case somebody came along, and same thing with our kayaks. So I just figured, well, I'll try it out, and as I need more equipment, I'll just buy it. And I already had a big truck, so,
okay, yeah.
You know, it was just a matter of slowly buying, like, a minivan. And now, I mean, now we have, 20 kayaks, 20-something paddle boards.
Mm.
So, and racks. We have giant racks full of equipment.
Right.
So, but it started slow, and we were pretty smart. We just stayed, you know, like, okay, apparently we needed to rent, you know, a tandem, so we should buy another tandem. We should buy, you know, and we do it incrementally. We don't go crazy.
Gotcha. How do you market?
That is a big factor, is the overhead.
Right. How do you market yourself, by the way?
I don't.
Word of
I try
mouth?
To keep it. Believe it or not, I go through mostly word of mouth.
Yeah.
And I really go by reviews. So I try not to get myself too busy, because then I guess you could say the quality of what I'm doing will peter out. I'm kind of like the colonel in Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't know if you know his story, but he was kind of a bugaboo. He was always irritated by everything, wanted to make sure everything's perfect, and I'm kind of the same way.
Okay.
So I'm real selective about the people I hire, and I like to be out there as well. So I try not to get too many customers, and then I work through the hotels, so it really does go by review and word of mouth.
Very good. So did you tell me also that you rent kayaks, like you have kind of different aspects to the business, like you'll take somebody out and give them a guided tour, but you'll also,
oh, yeah,
for those who are do-it-yourselfers, you'll drop a kayak off and say rent it for a week or something?
That's right. I do kayaks, I do paddle boards, and that's exactly how I do that. It's by the day, and then,
okay,
yep, there's a lot of people that come down, and it's like, so there's a whole section of the beach that has timeshares, so a lot of timeshare occupants will actually call me and rent equipment, and I do have, like, multiple families that have done that year after year.
When I was on one of your kayaks with you, we were tooling around, did you tell me that you were initially from Puerto Rico, and you had no great love or experience with the water, coming from an island country?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Born in Puerto Rico, raised in New York, moved to Florida, hated everything about Florida.
Wow.
the whole gamut. And then my wife, when we were still dating, she's like, hey, we should go kayaking. I was one of those people that said, nah, who kayaks? Who does that kind of thing? And that actually was one of those life-changing moments that I actually did. When I first moment pushing off and getting in the kayak, it changed my life. That,
wow,
is absolutely true.
What kind of skills do you have that you bring to the business, and what kind of skills does your wife have? Do you guys balance each other?
She is the brains of the outfit. Left to my own devices, I would probably be wearing a loincloth living on an island somewhere. So she's actually the one who says, hey, you know, she knows to dot the I's,
okay,
cross the T's, make sure to balance the budget. I'm not good with any of that stuff. But where I excel, I guess, is I'm really interested in history and biology and science.
Definitely, yeah.
So I bring a lot of that information to the water. So it's not just I'm taking people kayaking, but I'm also teaching them about the ecology and the history of the area, depending on which waterway we go.
Right, right. What about insurance for you? Is that do you face different requirements than other businesses since you're on the water? I mean, it seems like it could be.
It's nightmarish.
Risky. Yeah.
It's that's why when I hear some of my other friends say, "Oh, I'm going to do the same thing," I'm like, "Good luck with that." So what I don't know if people are aware of this, but let's say the Coast Guard had to save us for some reason, we would have to pay for that out of pocket. So part of what the insurance does is it covers like Coast Guard fees and stuff like that, rescue fees. So, it's pretty expensive and you have to qualify for it. So we actually, luckily there was another business that we work with and we were working under their umbrella that actually could vouch for us. So that's the only way we were able to get the insurance.
Wow.
Was to have that experience with them. And I've not lost it, so, you know, counting my blessings there, but it's, I'm sure that one little thing goes wrong and they'd be like, okay, we dropped you.
Right, right.
But we have to have that insurance.
How do you tackle, as a small business owner, how do you tackle, say, retirement planning for yourself and your wife, or an exit plan, for example?
Well, the one thing, okay, so I'm one of those people, I'd like to take risks anyway, so this will be business number 5 or 6 that I've owned. We had a computer business. We've already had like portrait studio. We've done I used to do graphic design and stuff like that. So what we do is when we're going to make a transition, I mean, obviously we sit down and talk about it and stuff, but she takes care of all the retirement stuff and all the savings. We do actually sock away money. Luckily or unluckily for some people, but we don't have children.
Right.
So that was a choice we made.
Yep.
So, you know, we don't have to worry about college funds or anything like that. It all goes to us. So we've been talking away, saving up for retirement in that context.
Very good.
But, it's the other thing I've been doing lately is actually I'm actually in talks with one of the cities to do a documentary of their city. So I also do videography
over
this whole history thing. So I've actually been doing little shorts about unique little things about each city that people wouldn't know about, even like residents.
Hmm.
So that's the new thing I'm working on.
Oh, very good.
Is maybe as I get older and my body becomes creaky, I'll just transition into doing short films.
What if I don't know, a local surf shop came along, or you know, a charter boat that wanted to open up a different line of business and offered to buy you out? Would you take the offer? Or would it depend?
Mm-hmm.
It would depend. Yeah,
it would depend. I would say, in my heart of hearts, I would rather let one of my employees buy me out.
Oh, okay, yeah,
yeah. Than another. There's actually businesses that come and go and compete directly with me. As a matter of fact, I did have one guy ask me about my business. Like I took him out on a tour, and he was like, "Whoa, what do you do? How do you do?" And then he ended up buying like 5 paddle boards, and now he does the same thing.
Oh, wow.
You know, and people are like, aren't you mad? I'm like, well, there's Clearwater Beach is so busy that it's, you know, I can't be mad, but at the same time, he's not going to offer what I do, so.
Okay.
And I would say one of my employees, she would love this if she was listening, but her name's Jane, and she would actually be like the best person to take over the business.
Wow. How many employees do you have?
It depends on the time of year. In the winter, 2.
That's seasonal? You hire
seasonal?
In the
summer, up to 5.
Is that a seasonal hire that you do, basically?
Yeah. I get a lot of college students that, you know, want to do marine biology or, you know, just love being on the water and stuff.
That's great.
But they also have to be good with people, so.
Yeah. What percent of your customers would you say are vacationers or snowbirds or something like that?
Like a good 90%?
Yeah, I'd imagine.
I have 10% of people that live here that have, like, big families. So they don't want to buy equipment because, you know, they'll tell me, they're like, well, where am I going to put 7 kayaks or 7 paddle boards in my house? You know, to use it once a month, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Very good. What was the most memorable adventure, whether good or bad, that you've had on the water with a customer?
I took a family out. It was two daughters, mom and dad. I think there were some cousins out there. But I remember the two daughters specifically because as we were paddling and we got out to Caladese, actually where you and I were paddling,
yeah.
Some manatees popped up.
Oh, wow.
And there's the big bull male.
Yeah.
Actually went under one of the girls and lifted her up out of the water. So she was like hovering over the water on top of a manatee.
Jeez.
And so of course she was freaking out, but I told her, I was like, that's something you'll remember for the rest of your life. You won't forget being picked up by a manatee.
Did he flip her or he put her back down?
Oh, he put her back down.
Wow.
So, that actually has happened quite a few times now, but that one was the first time. And then I would say I had taken a newlywed couple from Queens, you know, up by your
yeah.
parts.
Yeah.
And they had never gone, the husband I think had gone kayaking once before, but the wife had never been kayaking, and she was already terrified. And it was in October, November, which is actually like you know, if you live here, you would know what that means. But she asked me, she goes, are there sharks out here? And I was like, well, yes, but rarely. And as I was finishing my sentence, a bull shark jumped up in front of them and landed on a bunch of mullet, causing their kayak to tip, not into the water, but just, you know, rock pretty violently. And mullet went spraying all over them. And, you know, of course, to her, it was like Jaws just jumped out and took a bite of half their boat. So she was screaming, and it was, you know, the husband thought it was amazing, and I did too. I was like, well, there you go. There's that rare moment where the sharks pop up.
Right, right.
You know, so it is something I do have to remind people of when we go out, is like, this is nature. I don't have control over the animals. They do what they're going to do.
Thanks, Louis. Louis Rodriguez, owner of Down South Kite and Paddle in Clearwater Beach, Florida. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. And again, if you'd like to share your small business story like Louis Rodriguez just did, I want to hear it. Free publicity for you, maybe inspiration and tips for others. Email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.